This week's Cotton Newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Retaliation by imposing higher duties on products, and they also talked about pursuing cross-retaliation through intellectual property rights. Those were announced back in early March, and the higher import duties were scheduled to take effect on April 7th. Now, we understood and knew that discussions were ongoing between U.S. and Brazilian government officials. Some of those meetings occurred last week, and now we've just had an announcement that there has been a negotiated agreement, or at least the beginnings of an agreement between U.S. officials and Brazil that will delay any retaliation in the case by Brazil.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We understood the detrimental effects that could have occurred to interest both in the U.S. and Brazil had Brazil chosen to move forward with the retaliation. So we do believe this at least is a first step and puts us on a path, hopefully, to try to iron out some longer-term solution to this dispute.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the positives in the near term is the fact that this does delay or postpone retaliation. And so that's certainly a positive, because once you go down that road, that's going to disrupt trade flows, and it may not be as easy to restart those trade flows. So to avoid that retaliation is certainly a positive. I think the other aspect of this that we see as a positive is the fact that it puts any serious discussions about changes in U.S. cotton programs before Congress as part of the 2012 Farm Bill debate. And that we've all along said that was important as well.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This kind of represents a rough agreement between the U.S. and Brazil. As we understand it, there's still some steps that have to be taken in the next several days, and we've seen the data between now and April 22nd. Some things have to happen to more formalize the understanding that Brazil and the U.S. has reached. And then I think over maybe the next 60 days beyond that April 22nd date, we're going to continue to see negotiations between the U.S. and Brazil continue as they further work to iron out details about the agreement that was reached between the two government. So, again, we see this as a positive step forward, but I think we have to realize that this is an initial step in a process that is still going to carry us out for the next several weeks and months, really, and eventually carry us all the way into the 2012 Farm Bill debate.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're always ready as an industry to entertain dialogue, both with the administration and with key committees in Congress. And so we're going to just continue to keep those discussion channels open with U.S. officials and interact in the process any way we can.